Le Buradebe, Lindani Gumedo, and Senzo Kumalo. This one's called Uzvigele on Raza FM Morning. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's all things parenting. And we speak about the mental well-being of our children and how best to protect that, especially as parents, by surrounding ourselves with the right people and doing the right things in front of our kids. Because monkey see, monkey do. But how does a teacher spot when their child's mental health is affected? Stay tuned.
Discover Kailami Hotels as your ultimate accommodation and events destination. Whether you're in Mbombela, Emalahleni, Standerton, Secunda, Sandton, or Cape Town, we conveniently locate it closer to where you need to be. Experience the comfort of our deluxe rooms and our delectable dining options. Celebrate your special moments with our flexible and unique venues for conferences, weddings, and private functions, all tailored to your desires. Book direct and save at kailamihotels.com. Kailami Hotels. It's just where you belong.
The Government Employees Pension Fund is Africa's largest pension fund, with over 1.2 million active members and in excess of 500,000 pensioners and beneficiaries. Hi, this is Musa Skosana. Tune in to Rise FM in 60 Minutes on Thursday, the 23rd of January at 19:15 as I chat to the GEPF about members' benefits and processes. GEPF, your investment, your future. This message is brought to you by the Government Employees Pension Fund.
It's All Things Parenting on Rise FM Mid-Mornings with myself, Tlatlang Moletsane. And we speak about the importance of protecting your child's mental well-being as a parent. But from the teacher's perspective, how do they see when their learner is not okay mentally? What are the steps to take? How do we talk to the parents? What steps does the school take to say your child is not okay, and it may be because of some issues you guys may be having at home? And of course, to shed light on this very, very important conversation, we are joined by Annika Prinsler, who is the Acting Department Head of Grade R and 1 at Larchwold Hotspur Park Primary out in Emalahleni. Annika, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much.
Very important conversation we're having today, Annika. How do we spot when a child is mentally affected, especially as a teacher?
Well, you know, different learners have different needs. So as a teacher, we have something we call an observation report. So what we do is we will see where the child is struggling and we'll make notes. And then we will communicate with the parents and give them information on how they're going to help these learners when they are struggling. And, you know, we assist them. We put the correct people on their way, like psychologists and so forth. So we are working together. It's like a three-part system. So, you know, the child is one of the legs and the parent and the teacher is one. So if the parents and the teachers are not working together, the pot is going to fall.
No, absolutely.
So it's working together. So, yeah.
And according to your experience of dealing with the little ones, what would be the common contributing factors for mental health illnesses like anxiety, stress, or some behavioral pattern changes in children?
You know, sometimes, most of the time, things happening at home influences the children on how they are at school. So the children might children have two different personalities at school and at home. And most of the time, stuff that's happening at home influences how the child's going to react during the day at school. We've seen this numerous times. So that's what we have picked up, that most of the time, stuff that's happening at home is definitely an impact on a child when they come to school. And with that, it's behavior, you know, physical symptoms, things that they avoid doing, things like that, emotional outbursts, all of those things are factors that influences on how they do academically.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What do we do better? What can we do, rather, better as parents? Because I think parents will go through things, but it's very important for us to shield our children, to protect them so that their mental well-being is great, because they are developing as they go. They have school that they need to worry about and not have to worry about their parents and what their parents are doing. So how can we support or protect our children, and improve their school performance?
Well, the first thing that they can do is they need to create a safe space for the learner. So obviously, if the learner feels secure at home and loved and cherished, already that will help as well. What the parents can do is they must listen to the learners. If the learners are coming with something that's going on, the parents need to act on it and talk to the teacher, ask the teacher what's going on. They need to have a relationship with the parents need to have a relationship with the teachers.
Yeah.
And then they need to try to have like routines. When they get up, this is what they need to do. As parents, we need to be there for them, support them in any way that we possibly can. I know sometimes things are happening at home.
Yeah.
And we are so overwhelmed, and obviously the ones close to us are always the ones to take out our frustrations on.
Mm.
But these little ones, they need to feel safe, and then they need to know that if something is wrong, I need to talk to mommy, and I need to talk to daddy. And then if you see really this is really getting out of our hands, my child is struggling, professional help.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't need to be ashamed if you're asking somebody professional to help you.
Mm.
These things happen all over South Africa, so we really need to get into it to help our children, because at the end of the day, it's what's going to be best for the learner.
Yeah.
And then they must have regular check-ins, ask the children, how was your day? Is anything bothering you? Stuff like that, model health expressions, so that the learners know that they can share their feelings, and they can also model coping skills and stuff like that. But I know it's difficult, but we need to think before we talk, also in front of the children.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I agree with that. Annika, we'll stop it here for today, but thank you so much for coming on to the show. Very, very important conversation that we just had, especially now that we're starting school. They've got these little personalities. They're trying to make friends. They're just trying to find themselves as well. And I know as parents, we're also just trying to find ourselves. We're also just trying to figure out life. But it's very important for us to protect the ones that we've brought here on earth, because they didn't really ask to be here, but just very important for us to protect them. So thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much for the invite. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Let us know on social media, on our social media platforms, what behaviors should parents avoid in front of their children to protect their mental well-being. That's Rise FM.